Someone approached Jesus with the following question: Teacher, what good deed do I have to do to have eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, There is only one that is good. But to answer your question, if you want to receive eternal life, keep the commandments. Which ones? Asked the man. And Jesus answered him, Do not commit murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimonies. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as yourself. I have obeyed all those commandments, replied the young man. What else should I do? Jesus told him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell all your possessions, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. When the young man heard what Jesus said, he left sad because he had many possessions. After Jesus prays to the children and blessed them, a boy approaches. The Bible does not give the name of the boy, but he was a young man and he admired Jesus. He wanted to be a disciple of Christ, but he also had an interesting question. What must I do to have eternal life? He knew that he was in need of God and wanted to achieve salvation. And he thought that through certain actions or keeping himself or being able to reach certain standards, he thought that was enough. When he approaches Jesus, Jesus explains and takes him a little deeper. And the first thing that Jesus does is indicate certain commandments, because he asks him, What must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus says, Look, here you have these commandments. The commandments that Jesus gives them are not completely given. The commandments that Jesus gives him, if we analyze it well, they have to do with love of neighbor. But he does not mention, You will love our God above all things. If you see, he mentions the commandments that have to do with your neighbor, such as you will not steal, you will not have false testimonies, honor your father and mother, love your neighbor as yourself. It has to do with others. And he said, Well, those commandments I have kept since I was little. I have done them since I was little. And what more do I need? Jesus congratulated him and said, Well, you have done well. The last thing you need now is everything you have. Sell it. Give the profits to the poor and follow me. In other words, Jesus confronted him. He had fulfilled certain commandments of the law, but when it came to loving God and expressing that love to God by letting go of everything he had that the world had offered him, this man became very sad, turned his gaze, and left. This makes me reflect, because we consider ourselves fair in our own justice, and we believe that we are doing well, but we do not realize that we have adjusted so much to this world that we love the things of this world. We cling to them so much that this world has been able to offer us, that it is difficult for us to let go in order to follow Christ, in order to follow God. I am talking about friends, I'm talking about businesses, I'm talking about money, possessions. We adapt so much to the system that we consider ourselves successful because we have a car, or because we are climbing in the career or business, they've raised my salary, or because I moved and live in a better sector now, or because I already have more money in my pockets and I don't have so many debts. We consider ourselves to be successful as the world has proposed it, but not as God has proposed it. Look, there is nothing sadder than thinking that success is being well on this earth. When we ignore the most important thing, our life on earth is fleeting, and then an eternity comes. And a part of that eternity that has to do with how we live here on earth, that part of eternity that God put in us, has to do with how the life we manifest was like on earth as administrators of that life that the Lord has given us. This young man was saddened with Jesus, with what he told him. He has to let go of everything, what you consider to be yours, and help others. I imagine myself, and suddenly I could put myself in the position of this young man. Well, you are talking to me about perhaps releasing the inheritance of my parents that they left me and everything I have to work for. When I was young, I have dedicated everything. I have worked hard. I studied hard and worked hard to achieve everything I have so far. And you tell me that in a blink of an eye, I have to let go of everything. No, I think God doesn't look at that. I think I approached the wrong person to ask how I could be saved. Jesus didn't beat around the bush. Jesus knew the intentions of this boy's heart. And something that strikes me is that he had complained with part of the law, but it was difficult for him to get rid of materialism. And that's where I want to focus and where I want to go. The Apostle Paul gives advice to Timothy. In 1 of Timothy, in chapter 6, and in the verse 7 and verse 6 onwards, he says, "Now, true submission to God is a great wealth within," saying, when you are happy with what you have. After all, you didn't bring anything when you came to this world, nor can you take anything when you leave it. So, if we have enough food and clothing, let's be happy. But look at what he expresses. Those who live with the ambition to get rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that sink them into ruin and destruction, because the love of money is the root of all evil. And some people, in their intense desire for money, have deviated from the true faith and inflicted many painful wounds. Today, materialism has become their priority for many. The desire to want to have more, not to be grateful and happy with what we have and enjoy them. When I was talking to you about receiving the kingdom of God as a child, I think that Jesus is making clarity in certain areas of life in which we must consider what is most important and how to enjoy it. And a child knows. It strikes me that when you go to a child with a gift, no matter how small, he is happy, he enjoys it. He does not get angry because he wanted a bigger one. Enjoy now. Sometimes ambition becomes something tremendous in the heart. Envy, greed, pride, hatredness, all those are flowers, and they are branches of that tree that was planted in materialism, whose root is money, and begin to bear fruit, but not fruit that pleased God. I believe that Jesus struck a chord with this boy, materialism, and it is that God today is touching that sensitive chord for us too. We are grateful. Are we grateful for what we have? Do we have, and do we know how to enjoy what we have? Do we know how to live at all times? Do we love God to the point of losing everything because of Him? Please do not answer me quickly, because that is what happens many times. We nod our heads and say, "Yes, I want to, and I have decided to follow Christ, and I am going to move forward, and I believe in the Lord. I love Him." But when debt visits our door, it changes our temperament. We leave a smile on our mouth, and we twist and frown because we get burdened. We become angry because we have no money in our pockets. We think that to enjoy these days, I was listening to a station, and they were talking about money. And they were saying, but if they don't pay me this, and if I don't have that much, can I enjoy life with my family? We have conditioned everything to money. We have conditioned everything to consumerism. We have conditioned everything to the earthly, and the earthly comes and goes. Now, let's be good administrators, but let's learn to be grateful and enjoy what we have today. How many times do we complain saying, "Oh, it's Monday again. Oh, this again. Oh, that again. I am already tired of that work." But you have not been grateful for what the Lord gave you. How do you think you have, or you can get a better one? Have you asked God for something better if you have not even enjoyed it? Are you grateful with what little you have? We always want more and are never satisfied. I wish it were so that with God, everything would be different. If we always wanted more of Him, we have changed the priority, that is God for our priorities. So when you have a car, you are tired of that one and you want another one. You bought the last TV, you got tired of that one because now a bigger TV came out, and so on. We don't have something in our hands, and as soon as we have it, we get tired because something better came out. I want to ask you a question. Who is ruling your life? Because I still told you about everyday things, but now I'm talking about the ministry. The Apostle Paul gives this advice to a young pastor, telling him to be careful. Do not fall in love with money, because many wanting to conquer more and have more have deviated from the truth and have caused great pain. And it is happening today. We are seeing it today. Now maybe you say in your heart, no, I do not love money. I love God above all things. Yes, but there are certain things that hold you back. Because when it comes to serving the Lord, when it comes to loving God, when it comes to moving forward, the first thing you think is how I'm going to do it. And I don't have this money. And now if I serve the Lord, what am I going to live on? And if I do this, true. And if I give it, if I take from my wardrobe and give them, how am I going to dress tomorrow? There is the love of money. It is difficult for us to attach ourselves. It is difficult for us to surrender because we are filled with materialism. But as the word says, we were born naked, and naked we are going to die, because in the end, nothing that we have physically will be able to carry to the grave. I have not seen the first trunk with pockets on the side, my beloved friends. Even if they have them, let us remember that our passage on earth, when we close our eyes, will end, and we will continue eternity. And eternity is to return from where we came from, God. It has nothing to do with the material. It has nothing to do with the natural. It is the spiritual. How we live, how we are living today, pressured by the life because we went to have and we don't have. Some looking back, if I had done this, and crying over spilled milk, or looking for a corner because I do not have the last iPad, because I don't have the last cell phone, or because I don't have, or they didn't give me a promotion. Give thanks and enjoy what God gives you today, because there is more and you have than you need. Stop getting into debt to achieve things that will remain there in the end. Learn to enjoy the moment. And when God allows you, buy what you have to buy. Do not go into debt. Let go of the materialism. There are people who find it painful to give a rag. People find it painful to give a rag, a pair of shoes. This is lost, my beloved friends. Eternity is the most important thing. Loving God above all things will require that detachment, because in the end, we are not going to take anything with us. Father, thank you for your words, and thank you for what you teach us. It is something simple, but it makes us understand. And I ask you, Lord, that these words make us understand, Lord, if we are really loving you, or we have deviated by material things because we become uncomfortable with your vision. And we adapt more and more to what this world is telling us. But today, help us to wake up. If we are asleep, to open our eyes, Lord. Align ourselves with you. You are the most important. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.